I don't know if you're aware, but Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has signed a bill that essentially expands Indiana's law to investigate claims of child abuse at youth centers to include those between the ages of 18 and 21. This legislation greatly in response to an Indy Star investigation that uncovered some allegations of sexual abuse at Pierston Woods Academy. That's a youth center for boys with substance use disorders and sexually harmful behaviors. You get the idea. Here to tell us a little bit more about this legislation is State Representative Chris Judy. He's one of the two Republican sponsors of this bill. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
Did I do a good job of summing up this legislation that the governor just recently signed?
Yeah, it was this legislation was actually a collaboration with DCS and its providers over the summer last year, of kind of codifying some of the administrative code as far as the size of the caseloads, the education that caseworkers need, along with when these children are admitted, how soon they need to see a doctor or a dentist. And then as we move this legislation along, Representative Garcia Wilburn had an amendment that added the additional language that we give protections to those kids that are between 18 and 21, reside or have previously resided at a residential facility licensed by the department and have been either harmed or threatened with harm as a result of sexual battery, sexual activity committed by a member of the staff at a residential facility. So yes, I think it just gives additional protections to those kids.
So this goes then up to kids, I'm using air quote here, to age 21.
Yes.
Why was that necessary to include those between the ages of 18 and 21?
Well, I think, we're talking about some of the most vulnerable kids in our system, and many times I think giving them those additional protections between 18 and 21, just in case there is something that's happened, we can address that issue.
In this story about Pierston Woods, again, that was initially published by the Indy Star, I believe it was back in the fall, but they found that DCS actually failed to investigate some of these sex abuse claims. And just make sure I get my facts here straight, Chris. Isn't it the state that administers, like, the DCS program, oversees it along with the governor?
Yes, DCS falls under the governor's.
Right.
Yeah.
So why is it, though,
branch.
We haven't heard from DCS or heard from the governor in terms of signing this legislation? There's been no comment as to why this legislation has even gone into law.
I cannot answer that.
Have you guys heard anything?
I have not.
Interesting. I find it odd that we haven't really been able to get a comment on it. But does this all then stem from House Bill 1282? Because I also want to touch on that one while I have you here.
Yeah, well, I think possibly from Representative Garcia Wilburn's perspective and a response to the Indy Star article, but I was also the author of House Bill 1282 last year.
Yeah, let's remind folks, because I'm glad you're here for that. You are the author of this, and can you explain to people what House Bill 1282 would have done, because it didn't pass?
So what it would have done is, so DCS is protected, gives additional protections under the Tort Claims Act, where there's a max of a $700,000 settlement that can happen. As you look at these providers that are on the ground floor, have the residential facilities, they can be sued for any amount over that amount. So this has caused many of their insurance premiums to skyrocket. As Tim Smith had mentioned a few weeks ago, the cost is just insurmountable, and many of these, I think two or three, have now gone out of business. So last year's response was to give the same protections that DCS has under the tort claims law to the providers and their employees under Section 7A. And I handed you 7A.
Mm-hmm. I got it right in front of me.
Which is their duties within their daily job. This bill did not give them immunity. It did not give them protections when there's a criminal. So if you go to page 2, this section does not apply to an act done or omitted that constitutes a criminal offense, gross negligence, or a willful or wanton misconduct. So it was just going to give the same protections that DCS and DCS employees have to their providers and the provider's employees.
So you brought up Tim Smith. He is the CEO of Lasting Change.
Yes.
It's a faith-based nonprofit organization here in northern Indiana. It manages several companies, including Pierston Woods Academy, the one that we kind of were initially talking about. We have had Tim on. And so when Tim says to me, and he says on the air, and he said it to multiple outlets, I believe, that he did not seek immunity.
They did not seek immunity. It was to get the same protections that DCS and DCS employees have under the Tort Claims Act to the providers and their employees as well.
But yet, Chris, we know this legislation didn't pass. Why did it not pass?
No, it was in the process of passing, and then the Indy Star article came out like the night before, and then everything just kind of stopped.
So will it get brought back up?
I don't know. I didn't introduce it this year because I just wanted everything just to
kind of calm down.
I think we need these. We need lasting change. We need providers like Lasting Change to help these kids. I mean, we're talking about some of the most fractured kids in our system mm-hmm. that have dealt with unbelievable issues in their life at such a young age that we have to have these providers. We want to keep them in business. So, you know, I haven't decided whether I'll bring that back up if reelected in the fall and going into next session, but it's an option. So,
at the end of the day, between both of these pieces of legislation that we're talking here, do you feel like our laws go far enough to protect our kids in youth centers?
I think this helps. I think if you look, the investigations that happen, I think. If there's a crime, it should and there's abuse, there should be charges, and those people should not be in those facilities. And I can't answer that. I hope that our laws go far enough, and that when there is an issue, and there is a crime, and there is sexual abuse in mm-hmm. these facilities, that those people go to jail.
Yeah.
And I think this legislation and this bill, I think, kind of covers a gap there between 18 and 21 with yeah. these kids that are in these residential facilities.
Well, Chris, I know it's so complicated. A lot of this legislation has been hard to sort through. I appreciate you printing it out and for me and bringing it in here to the studio. I'm sure this is not the last time we'll talk about it, so thanks for making the time this morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, State Representative Chris Judy joining us here in studio.
Podcasts by Federated Media.